Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad, with me Farah, Amir, and Amer, all involved in Raw, a new film out in the cinemas, and one that's really in some kind intriguing in how uncluttered it seems to be, you know, and how pure the storytelling is. And I think we're seeing it now, like in films like Invisible Man, you know, which I've watched recently, also very, very just pure storytelling, great camera work. So tell us a little bit about that, about the styling, I mean, and the use of camera, and were you looking to use it in particular ways? I mean, the beautiful framing of the jungle, you know, you see the canopy, right. You see the bamboo and so on and so forth. I mean, what was it that you were trying to create in that?
I mean, in terms of how we decide on the shots, we look at the locations as character also. Even the camera has its own character for us. I mean, the way it moves or the way it sort of still, the stillness of it. In a way, we wanted the audience to feel a bit far from the characters and also feels cold. So we have that to create certain feeling when you do like a feature-length film like this. So when you create a character for this camera movement and things like that, so it has a consistency of the flow of the story.
Right. I mean, yeah. One thing is also true is the sound. I mean, there's so much Malaysian cinema with terrible sound, and this had really great sound. Mm. You know, and the sound, like the landscape, was a character, because I remember, and not to give anything away again, how the sound really plays on your mind in many parts and points of the film, yeah. And the storytelling. Amir, you've been reported saying that you'd never interfere and you gave everybody creative license.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that true? Did he ever give you feedback during this process? He must have. I mean, and wouldn't you want to get Amir's feedback?
He did give us a lot of advices, yeah, which helped.
Oh, he did? Oh, you call it advice? So you never interview, you just give advice. Oh, I see, okay. So what were your main concerns, I mean, making this film? And, you know, how did you communicate it to a young director? I mean, you're not new in film, but it's your first
feature.
Well, what is it that you speak to directors about? I mean, what is it that you want them to keep in mind?
Well, make sure the budget is not the same. Yeah.
Apart from the finances, I mean, surely, I mean, your sense of, you know, aesthetics, I mean, to the extent that your films have any kind of aesthetic, but that's an entirely other show. Yeah. Did you weigh in on their approach?
I don't think so. I don't remember interfering.
No.
In fact, I don't remember giving any advice, so I don't know. I think when we say we do only horror or thriller films, I think that's not meant to limit a person. So in a way, we are saying you can do any film you want as long as it's horror or thriller. So there are so many possibilities within these genres itself, which I think we have not explored. And which should be quite exciting, because when you look at maybe other countries, what they've done with these, look, something like Parasite, I mean, it's such an overused example. It's a thriller.
It's a brilliant example.
And it's a thriller, right? I mean,
And a metaphor and social, deep social commentary on South Korean society, right?
And something like Bad Genius, I would be so proud to have something like that, where it's a thriller and it became such a success, even though it did not rely on internationally famous actors at all.
Right. Yeah. I do want to ask you this, Amir. You know, I mean, look at other films, and even like the success of the runaway success of The Invisible Man, based on a 19th century novel, by H.G. Wells. Where do you go for inspiration? Are you looking at literature? Are you looking at short stories? Where do you get these other stories? Where's your next story going to come from?
I have no idea. I mean, really, I mean, it's, you need to dig in a lot of things. I mean, you have to watch films, you have to read books, you have to look at, even I have like a sort of like a board where I keep all the images, whatever I can find, I will put into one. Then from there, maybe you get something out of it. It was really that, you know.
Right, so you're constantly researching. And you hear this about writers too, you know? Some of them who have this shoebox and they keep notes from 2 years and one of these days it's going to make some sense. Farah, for you as an actor working in film, is film the medium that you work in, or do you work in other?
Yeah, films? I do theater.
Okay. Right. And for you, is film something that you enjoy doing?
Yes, I enjoy because I enjoy because the script, the character is one of my wish lists. The dirty, the dark story, and then horror story.
And I heard you.
But mostly film that I did is horror movie.
Okay, you got eaten by mosquitoes a lot. You said.
Yes, at the film show. A lot.
A lot of mosquitoes in Dunkirk. Where do you think Malaysian film? I mean, there's a lot of people who talk about Malaysian film, and we had new leadership in FINAS and stuff like that. Can government really help, or should we just ignore government? I mean, and that's been your philosophy and mantra, really? I think, for the last 30 years that I've known you, is to just ignore the state and just do it, right? You just do it. But can government play a role in helping a local filmmaker?
They can develop by, encouraging, because I think what is severely lacking, because every time they announce things like, oh, there's development fund, then all these people will try and get money from them, right? So for a long time, that was the problem. I think a more core basis should be film appreciation, like how many Malaysians actually watch Malaysian films. And if the number is low, why? So what can be done to get Malaysians excited about Malaysian films? I think that is
more fundamental. But haven't there been some runaway box office hits, local films?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And but are people now trying to reverse engineer it and say,
some of that, yeah.
Yeah, so what is it for you as a, what's your next step for you, Amir? I mean, in terms of being a director, so now that you've kind of gotten to the director thing, are you looking to do a box office, big hit, big budget, celebrity actors?
Maybe not. It really depends. At the end of the day, for me, it's the story. I need to make sure that I have the heart to do it because of the story.
Okay. So do you consider yourself a fairly temperamental artist type, pragmatic, looking at the numbers, but you're more like a...
Because I don't see myself as a film director, really. You know, I like to do it, and I think if the story deserves to do, and that's how I approach it.
Okay. Yeah. Farah, do you think there's enough support for actors? I mean, do you have enough work during the year to make a living, to kind of live, the kind of life that most middle-class Malaysians want to live? I mean, is it possible to do it as an actor?
Actually, it depends on the actor, where they want to go. Like me, I'm not good to what I say for the red carpet. I went to the red carpet, but I'm not eager to go, okay, this year I want to get there, okay, my achievement, I want to know. Like I just said, I more think about the script and the character and the production. Is it okay? There's nice production? Okay. Nice work together, can go.
Wow, you're working with purists. Okay, the last word for you. I mean, tell us where Kuman Pictures is going next. You back three directors. What's next for Kuman?
Well, it's a vehicle. So a vehicle can be driven off the cliff anytime.
Like in Thelma and Louise, kind of driven off?
Yeah, or Dari Jamapo, Kamanchester, if you remember. You can either drive off a cliff or you can fly. So it's up to you.
Oh, it's up to you. Yeah. But what do you want, Amir?
I hope to make interesting small movies with interesting people in a fun way, yeah.
Wow, it's a real personal project, this?
It has to be enjoyable. I can't imagine why anybody would want to do something if they don't enjoy it. Yeah.
Wow, okay, wonderful last words. Okay, thank you guys for being with me on the show, and I wish you all the best success. Big Office, big box office success.
Okay. No office.
So I've been speaking to Amir Mohammed, executive producer of Raw, together with its writer and director, Amir Eswan, and also one of its actors, Farah Ahmad. Other actors in the film include Namron, Junaina Alonjong, Mia Fahana, Harith Hasik, and Putri Kase. Small cast, powerful story. I'm Sharad Kutin. This has been Let's Talk, only in Astro Wedding.